Well, you got to send me a photo, some embarrassing photo. Some embarrassing photo you got to send me. What time is it?
You got 9 minutes.
Okay. How many of you want to participate in that? All right, we got a goodly amount of people. So make sure that maybe in the next session you send it around and we get names, all right? And I'm gonna, and you guys, since today, we should establish the two dates for them. All right? Okay. Good.
How much time does it take to run one of these groups?
Not much at all. But think about this for a second, okay? Let's say you were able to get 100 people in that referral networking group. The days of you going out and meeting one or two people at a referral meeting are over, because you are the leader of the group. All right, I'm going to tell you guys, when I first started out, I went to some networking meetings. I remember going downtown, going to some networking meetings. And then I started looking, and I'm like, you know what? The most popular person at this meeting, who is the most popular person at the meeting?
The person that came up with the idea of going to the meeting.
Yeah, either the host of the meeting or the speaker, right? And I'm looking at this going, you know, I can be sit here being one of the people, or I could be up there. Actually, I went to a meeting when I was, for those Houston people, Mattress Mac was speaking. I'm like, everyone's like riveted on this guy. And then afterwards, I saw all these people come up to him and want to talk to him. And I'm like, what's stopping me from being that guy? And then I said, I will never go to another networking group meeting unless I'm the speaker. That kind of changed things, changed everything. I started a pool and spa marketing business. And the only meetings I would ever go to is if I was a speaker at the meeting. And as you can imagine, that like hyper-amplified my influence in that market, like overnight. And I can tell you guys how I did it if you guys are interested in doing that public speaking thing. It's super easy. It's really easy. You got to have a product. So that's as easy as doing an outline of one topic that you know that you're going to do speaking on. It's got to be a topic that would be interesting to a broad range of people, right? And it has to be something to do with your profession. And then when you have that outline, you just record it into a computer. Now you have an audio program. And then you put a little nice cover on it, you know, because the thing you're going to send in to the person who sets up all the speakers is like a little speaker sheet. Well, now you have a product, and you are a recognized authority. And that's what I did. And I started getting speaking engagements all over the pool and spa industry. It was crazy. All right. This is a real fast one. I'll be done in a couple minutes on this one. Okay? This is a Facebook ask method. All right? If you guys were to have done this one thing before, I sent Howard a message and showed him this. I said, Howard, if all your attendees could just do this one thing before they come, it will have paid for this trip three times over and whatever they paid to be here. So there was a consumer study done by Bain & Company that indicates that 87% of happy customers would pass along names, i.e. refer, but only 7% of the sales rep ever asked them, right? So you have all these people that would give you referrals, they're just not being asked. So Facebook is the perfect referral platform, perfect. Again, the average Facebook user has about 338 friends. The median number is about 200. So here's what one of my friends did. He's in a network marketing company called Nerium. And this is what he said. I'm gonna read it to you. To my family, friends, and associates who are not involved in Nerium, if you owned a restaurant, I'd promote it.